Welcome to Eye on Oakland. I'm Chuck Moss, your host, coming to you with the magic of what's StreamYard now instead of Zoom. Same deal. Got a great show. We have one of our favorite people, actually a person who used to kind of be our boss, Elaine McLean, who is the mayor pro tem of the city of Birmingham, used to be the head of the cable board. So we're on our best behavior here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. As they say on cable news network, thank you for having me. But on public education and governmental television, I say thank you for joining me offsite at my home in my closet, which is under renovation.
Well, that's good. Chuck Moss, and you're not. If I want to go like 50 years ago, Saturday Night Live, president of the Birmingham Dachshund Club, we can say that too. So we got another Dream Cruise in the books. I love the Dream Cruise, and you're our ultimate car gal. Were you cruising?
I was cruising. I had a wonderful time. And at the outset, I have to say, not only am I thrilled that everybody came out, I think the estimates were over 1 million people visited all of the communities up and down the Woodward Corridor and everything collaterally, but more importantly, to the volunteers who assisted in the cleanup and the organization, and also to the first responders, police and fire, SWAT teams, everything up and down Woodward. By all accounts, it was an incredibly safe and exciting and very, very good for the businesses up and downtown. Although, you know, not everyone's a car person, not everyone loves the noise and the disruption, the smoke and the environmental aspect. So, you know, as with anything, it's a balance, but it was a delight for us. Thank you.
Well, good. And I want to give a special shout out to the Royal Oak Police who pulled me over. What an outlaw. I did get pulled over cruising Woodward in the 94 LeBaron. Expired tabs. It's on me. I went and got them the next day. So I'm street legal now. Don't worry. So did Birmingham have any special, sometimes there are special events in Birmingham at the time of the cruise. Were there any this year?
There were. And I actually stopped in up and down really South Old Woodward, our little sections there. They had a number of different car clubs. We had everything from old classics and antiques all the way up to some exotics. It was very exciting. I stopped and thanked all the businesses, business owners and staff who worked during that day. It's kind of a stressful day, but everybody was out and about. The Birmingham Shopping District, everyone who was in charge of anything social or business-wise was there. And also I saw neighbors and families everywhere. And because we are a walkable community, I was immensely proud that everyone came out to share and smile and take pictures and really enjoy the day. Our police officers worked an extremely, almost a 24-hour shift. They always do, but they all worked over to make it safe and comfortable. And all reports are that it went very well.
Seemed to go well. It's definitely South Old Woodward is Chevy land, without a doubt. And there are all the Chevy stuff there and Corvettes and all. It was good. So, but did you cruise and what are you driving now?
I did cruise. So I have two options for cruising and they're not classics anymore. I sold my 2012 with 104,000 miles. I sold that and I now have an import from Canada, a little 370Z, which is chicane yellow. And for those of us who go on the racetrack, chicane yellow is the yellow in the black and white stripes as you make the high turn on corners. So I thought it was meant to be. It's a great little car. I have to stay in the middle. My license plate is pro tem because I'm the mayor pro tem. I'm very proud of it and I'm proud of my community. So I always go the speed limit. And having had tickets for the exactly what you have described, I make sure that my tabs are done before my birthday. I've just completed that. And for people in the public, you should know that all of the commissioners and city staff have the opportunity to ride along with our officers. And one of the things they notice most is not the racing and the noise or the drag behavior. It's actually expired tabs and not being careful and cautious about signaling and being safe on the roadway. So that's very important. It's a good reminder. This is a weekend where they were flexible, but certainly safety came first.
Yeah, well, flexibility. My problem is I'm guilty. So I'll be paying the fine, whatever it is. But yeah, now I'm funny because I've got a 94 LeBaron that I got about a year before, a year after. When I first started driving, the Cruise is that old. Everyone was laughing at me and telling me to get off the road because, you know, it wasn't old. Now it's 29 years old. It's a classic. So, you know, love the Cruise. I love the Cruise. It's Detroit. It's Detroit's Mardi Gras. But so let's shift gears here. What's new with the commission?
Well, actually, a lot is new with the commission. We have, for those who know, seven sitting commissioners. We have a brand new city manager. Janet Ecker was the assistant city manager for, I think, over 21 years. Tom had retired and Jana and a number of other people were interviewed. I think we started with 89 candidates and got down to three or four, met the public. Jana was the choice, unanimous choice of all the commissioners. And having worked with her in the past, she is an attorney. She has worked in the planning board. She has worked in many different departments in the city. The wonderful thing about that is that there is a fairly seamless transition. But Jana, as many people notice, has a very different style than Tom Marcus had. And we as a city commission are a very different group than some of the commissions that have come before. So what's new is that we are energized. We are excited. We have an election coming up. There are four candidates for four seats, and we are assuming they will all be seated. And we will continue to work forward as a very effective collaborative team, even when we don't agree.
Well, unopposed is a great way to run, let me tell you. So you got four up, four unopposed, and that's a good dynamic. Tom Marcus, of course, is a legend. And I assume there'll be a Tom Marcus Park somewhere, and I'm all for it. Maybe you can share the Tom Marcus Dorothy Conrad Park, but I'm all for that. So now one question is, next, I was going to say, what's next is next. What's going on with the expansion of senior services and the millage to pay for it? What's going on?
Well, it's pretty exciting, actually. I have been on the board at Next for many years. And for those of you who don't know, Chris Braun is our executive director, and we are proud to have a leader who not only lives in Birmingham, but lives her mission and does a lot of great outreach. So I think she's going to be doing some more specifics. But in general, I can say from the commission level that the Birmingham Y was purchased by the city of Birmingham with the vision that it will be a senior services center for the senior services Next, capital N-E-X-T, to move into. Heretofore, we've been in a school and sharing some space. That is not part of the school system's vision going forward. So there'll be a three-year transition. And we also anticipate the Y will have a presence, so it will have a community feel, of course. And it's the same Y on Lincoln that has not only lots of space and parking, but is adjacent to a park. So it has all the things that we would hope for. And it was a very long process, which Chris can share, but we're excited. And we also have an ad hoc senior committee with the city of Birmingham. And we are tracking things that happen at Oakland County and also trends that happen in Michigan and how they trickle down to Birmingham, because we have a tremendous number of seniors and we certainly want people to feel comfortable here, to feel safe, have access to services. And if they choose to age in place and need some support, we certainly want that to happen.
Well, it's a great reuse of the Birmingham YMCA. You know, I taught swimming there for 22 years, so I know the pool pretty well. Midvale Elementary, God bless them, but those 3-foot-high drinking fountains in a 1950s grade elementary school, say no more. It's been good. So, really, senior services at Birmingham, this will. I'm not generally for millages. I'm going to tell you, this is a good one, I think. So who collects it and administers it, the city or Next?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We have very specific ethical guidelines about how we as commissioners can talk about what is going to be on the ballot. You as a former sitting commissioner and former mayor appreciate that. I can share the facts, but of course I cannot spin it either way or tell people how to vote.
That's my job.
Right. Well, I would say that I would ask people to go to our website, which is pretty simple, www.bham.gov. org and look at the exact language of the senior millage. It's fairly straightforward. It is a small amount of mills in the total scheme of things. In fact, I think Chris will discuss how there is another millage rolling off the books right beforehand. So as it shakes out, it is, affordable, approachable, and it is something that will be dedicated to senior services. And that's one of the questions we often get. Well, why don't you do something else? Well, you know, when you, as you are an appropriations person, when you get these monies appropriated or when you collect them, in some cases, they have very strict legal guidelines on how they can be spent. So that's, it's a very important distinction. And what I would say to people, if you have questions about it, certainly go to the website, Citizens for Senior Citizens. I can't remember the specific one. You'll see it. Yes. And Chris will clarify that. But those facts are all available. And it's very important, especially with the rise of social media and commentary, that the facts are very clear. And the city will put those facts on there. And if you have further questions, we're always available.
Yeah, you keep referring to conversations with Chris Braun, who is the executive director. And yes, she's going to be on a show. We will probably be taping very, very soon.
But
yeah, from the city commission level, though, is NEXT a department of the city or is it a standalone organization? I don't know how that works.
NEXT is the reiteration, I guess I would call it, of the former Basque Birmingham Area Senior Citizens Council, I believe it was, BAS.
Yeah, that was a mouthful. I'm glad NEXT is a lot shorter.
NEXT is a lot simpler. And interestingly enough, NEXT is a consultant vision about what happens next in your life as you age, especially here. And it turns out that that has really taken off around the United States. Chris did some research on that. So it was a visionary transition. I would say NEXT is an independent nonprofit. I will let her describe the rest.
Well, I'm asking, from the city commission standpoint, which is you, and you're mayor pro tem. And by the way, you're going to have to get a new license plate next year, aren't you?
Possibly. Yes.
Possibly.
I certainly hope so. Yes. That depends on the seven of us sitting in an open meeting, having a very frank discussion about who we think is the next leader of the team. And we shall see. That happens.
Yeah. Open Meetings Act is a good thing to know.
Trust me.
But yeah, so it's good. I think that it's long past time, and I think it's good. You can't say it, I can. And the idea that Birmingham is kind of looking forward on senior issues now is a really, really great thing. What are they going to do with the pool? Do you know?
We do not know. The specifics of what the building will ultimately look like and what happens with the pool, those things have not been fleshed out. And there are a number of reasons for that. Helene Weir, who is the chairman of the Y, who's going to be stepping down shortly and retiring, said, you know, we will all work together to make the best decision for the community and for the Y going forward. The city of Birmingham will actually own the building, and NEXT contributed a certain amount to the building. So those are all logistics that are really not in stone, because there are a lot of moving parts, and certainly a senior millage is a big part of that, and planning and making reasonable accommodations for everyone. But keep in mind that just because we are focused right now on a home for NEXT and senior services, under no circumstances do we forget the entire developmental spectrum of kids and families and young people moving into our community and 26 parks. And so we always want to balance, and we certainly want everyone to feel included. And I always remind people, you know, we at the commission, we're all neighbors first. We live here. We've grown here. I personally have been a renter, an owner, and everything in between. The only place I haven't lived is in a MDU above a garage. But other than that, I've lived here my whole life. My parents came here before I was born. And now that they are gone, I have inherited their home. So we appreciate the entire spectrum, which includes single people, entrepreneurs, families. We want everyone to feel included and have access.
Well, that's good. And I'm glad to hear it. We'll get into that more after the break, which we're going to take right now. We're talking to Elaine McLean, Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Birmingham, and an enthusiastic car gal. Don't go away. We'll be right back here on Eye on Oakland. Welcome back to Eye on Oakland. I'm Chuck Moss, and we're talking to Elaine McLean, Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Birmingham. And probably you might well remember her as the cable lady. And although she's moved on and onwards and upwards, she's still still available here on you'll be able to see on BCTV. Mm-hmm. And we're going to shift gears here. We were talking before about Next. We're talking about the Dream Cruise. What else is going on besides the new city managers? Lots of construction. And I'll be honest, I'm getting impatient for that fabulous Restoration Hardware store.
Well, you'll be happy to know that our staff, because we have a strong city manager set of environment and set of rules, that our city manager, who is Jana Ecker, is in charge of running the staff. And on another line item, you have all the subcommittees that report to the commission. And actually, I counted yesterday, there are 30 subcommittees that report to the commission. And one of them is the planning board. And as you know, we have codes and ordinances. And people have questions about how these projects are approved. You may notice that there's always a sign in front of construction projects or even proposed projects with a QR code or with information to contact the city. So I'd recommend anyone have questions, specifics, do that, because there are people in that specialty that can give you the specifics. But as an overall general rule, there is a lot of building going on in the city. And while we do a lot of building and investment, by the way, some of these projects have been taking years. The one, the old Pearl's Chinese restaurant that became Mountain King, that was just demolished. Safety is first. Secondly, information and transparency, of course, is a priority. And all of that information is available on the city website. I would highly recommend, if you have questions, by the way, we have the GOV, Alert, capital A-L-E-R-T, app that you can put on your cell phone. And if you see a pothole or you have a question about why is the building facing the other way, or you have any of those things, it gets sent directly to the city. You can drop a pin. It is anonymous. So if you have a question about why a mattress has been at the side of a tree across the street from you, you can submit that. We certainly want information to track data and answer questions, but this is not a personal adversarial situation. It gets sent to that staff person and you will get a response. Questions about the timing of the completion of RH, I don't specifically know, but there are people who know that. And all of the information is available through the planning board, through the GovAlert app. I would say that having spoken with some of the people that are temporarily in the RH location, where the Wachler Jeweler used to be at the corner of Old Woodward and Maple, they explained that they gave up their lease at Somerset and they had planned to be in the building already, but there were some changes in the architecture. And so they are re-envisioning it. I have visited one of the RHs in Chicago, and it's a pretty distinctive and really striking draw for community members. It's really not that much as much about design as it is about community and being sort of a center. So having that go on is just as important to other large businesses as it is to small family-owned businesses who are the heart of Birmingham. And that's extremely important to all of us. And the people from the Birmingham Shopping District are the best resources for those questions.
Okay, I'm gonna say stop the press's headline here. Restoration Hardware is moving from Somerset to downtown Birmingham. Yes?
Yes, it already happened. And they have two actual temporary locations. There's a design center and then there's a location on the corner. But that is obviously a very different trend than we've seen in the past. The specifics of who negotiated what, we don't get into any of that. We just want to make sure that all of the ordinances are followed. And also remember that when anything like this is built, whether it's a small business, intermediate or large, it impacts all of the community members. It impacts the neighborhoods that are adjacent. So safety and noise and all that sort of thing and traffic patterns, those things are very important. There's a large real estate couple of real estate firms, you know, right there. There is a neighborhood right behind where the current CVS is and that small mall. So there's a lot going on in that corner, and it's very important whether you live there or whether your cousin lives there, someone lives there, and they deserve the same respect and boundaries when there's not construction as when there is.
But I'll tell you that as far as I'm concerned, the big news is that, because look, I remember a few years back when we did that first Birmingham 2016 plan back in the 90s, when the giant sucking sound was everything coming out of Birmingham to the Somerset Mall, which was like the killer. And we now, downtown Birmingham, we're now a more, I would say, a more desirable place. We're essentially taking stuff. They leave the mall to come down here. And I'd say that is one heck of a vote for Birmingham. I mean, this is big deal. If they're leaving the malls to come down here, it's like mission accomplished here. This is fabulous. That's great. I'm looking at another question here is that, what's going on South Adams Road? Has it finally taken place taking shape?
Yes, it's taking shape. And I actually live very nearby there, so I'm very well aware of traffic patterns and concerns. It is a large development. When they come to us to give us specifics, the planning board and other boards have done the due diligence. I would say that it's interesting to me when you watch construction like that, because it really looks like just a cement behemoth. But the reality of that is that is how you do the infrastructure. You do, you know, the elevator shafts, you do the garage, you do all those sorts of things first. And if you talk with architects and designers, they'll explain that. And then you work out. So that is a place that's going to have, as most of our developments do, retail on the main floor with windows and activating the street, as they call it, so people are comfortable walking by, which is a good thing there. And then it will have some office, and then it will also have residential. So, you know, that's a major investment in the Triangle District, which had a lot of activity on Eaton on the other side, but has not had a lot along Adams. And to those who came to our meeting to ask questions about, you know, won't this be a burden on Adams Road and traffic? All of those things are studied very carefully. No one ever approves this because it would be a lark and it might look nice. These things are approved with lots of studies and background information. And just FYI, that traffic is not allowed to come on to Adams. It is actually sent out to Woodward, you know, which is no cakewalk either, because Woodward has 105-year-old infrastructure. But we fix that along that way. And all of these things are done in sequence. So with the idea that whether they are brand new neighbors who moved into a two-bedroom condo or whether they're people who are aging in place in a 65-year-old home, we have respect for all of those boundaries.
Well, you know, I know that the rail district, which started out when many years ago, I was on the commission all those years ago. I walked through it, you know, all these years, I've never really walked through it until, you know, a couple of weeks ago. It's fabulous. It really is. It's this neighborhood. I love it. So what is the vision for the Triangle District?
Well, you know, it's interesting, as you put it, you know, there are a number of overlay plans like the 2019. And they, you know, when I came to the commission, I said, well, just give me the bottom line. How does it work? And each time they said, keep in mind that this is a vision. It's a 30,000 foot overview. We want to have building. We don't want to have crowding. Safety is always an issue. Traffic. Walkability is key. We want people to be able to get where they want to get. Some want to use their cars, so you have to have parking options, and others only want to use bikes or scooters or motorcycles, and we have options for that too. So the Triangle District will change. As I frankly referred to it, we have a number of businesses and buildings that are frankly blighted, that have just either been abandoned or, you know, I mean, they pay taxes and they own the building and it's certainly up to them, but it is not necessarily up to what we would hope you would be walking by. And I don't mean whether it's fancy. I mean, whether it's functional, whether it's clean and neat, whether it is not a draw for, you know, vermin, frankly, or trash. We certainly want to work on that. So while we have spaces in the Triangle District, people are working on that. The 2040 plan does address it. But keep in mind that it is a long-term process. So no one has a quote unquote zoning or ordinance map to overlay, infuse, or overdevelop so that people can't be comfortable in their neighborhood. That certainly is a tipping point, and we do not want that.
Well, no. And is there looking at a large building at Woodward and Maple on the southeast corner? What's that?
Well, I can't speak to exactly what that is, but the people from the planning board certainly can. And again, that's public information. But what I would say is any of these buildings and spaces that you see, and keep in mind, that's sort of the heart of our community. And we have some large open space there. Many times that's because of a disagreement between landlords, business owners, possibly owners of property on adjacent sides. It may be a traffic pattern issue. It's hard to really know, but some of those disagreements or, you know, frankly, getting stuck in the process are between other parties that do not come to the commission. Sometimes these are business and liability discussions that we cannot impact. We can impact and legislate only certain things, and who owns the property and who owns the building. Some of these things are between them. So that's one of the reasons it takes a while. But we are feeling pretty confident that we encourage and absolutely want best practices and very transparent interactions if we can get them.
Well, we're going to run out of time. So in about a minute, what you got for yourself bringing forward as an agenda item? What's your pet project?
Well, I would say what I'm most proud of is civility. I ran for office as a non-politician with no interest in doing anything in politics, especially given what we see going on in the national stage. But I did it because I believed I could make a difference and be a good example and not a cautionary tale. I think civility and respect is essential. I think it's very important that we work as a team, even when we don't agree, and that we are very, very transparent about our, not only our motivations, but our belief systems and how we make good policy for everyone that is here, everyone that visits here, everyone lives here, everyone that invests here. So I'm very proud of that. And to that end, we are going to have a workshop on how do we choose a mayor. We've never done that before. That will happen after the election. And then we will go into the usual meeting and we will choose a mayor. And I would be delighted. I'm certainly interested in doing that. But I am completely open to seeing what is the best for the team and what is the best for the city.
Well, civility was, that was a hallmark of what I, you know, once again, I can say it, the seven people who were, I would call it the City Commission Dream Team from a few years ago, and they managed to work out issues and, you know, without being personal and do a great job. So it's good to see that, it's good to see that tradition being brought along. Lane McLean, from being the cable lady to being the city commissioner, let's say about 30 seconds. What's the biggest, what was the biggest thing that hit you at the commission?
Creativity. We never give up. We absolutely work as a team and move forward. We always want to make things better. And I'm very proud of that. And I think it's a good balance with the new staff that we have. And it's a very good balance going forward, making sure everyone is heard.
Well, I think you have done that for sure. And once again, there's all these things no one can say, but I can say them. Is that I would be very happy to be talking to you again without the pro tem behind the mayor. So with any luck, that'll happen. We're talking to Elaine McLean, who is the mayor pro tem of the city of Birmingham, formerly the cable lady, head of the cable board, and a dyed-in-the-wool ultimate car gal. Thank you for joining us, Madam Mayor Pro Tem. I'm Chuck Moss, and thank you to all of you for joining us here on Eye on Oakland.